Peace, 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 everybody. This is Mama Serene Blue 7 back with another episode for season 4. Episode 8. And this one is going to reflect on dissociation or dissociating. Sorry, I'm a little under the weather, so just want to put that disclaimer out there, but I still feel the desire to get this out. But before I get into that, I just really want to give thanks. I have recently been added to another platform. My podcast is now available on Amazon Music. This is just a blessing in disguise that I received, and I'm still kind of in shock about it, you know, because I've been podcasting off and on for years, so it's affirming, and it's so reassuring that even after all these years and all this time, I'm still getting the recognition that I desire. So, thank you, Amazon Music, for inviting my podcast to your platform. It is truly an honor. Along with my other platforms Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Castbox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Stitcher, of course, with Spotify, which, took Anchor. Anchor app is where it all started for me years ago. Thank you to all of you guys on my platforms, my supporting platforms that's, been helping me and guiding me along the way with my podcast, my pod page. Thank you to my pod page family, as well as, the community of wisdom. I just want to thank y'all. Each and every one of y'all platforms for distributing, for being a part of my journey, for sharing my journey, just reassuring, why I do this and who I'm doing it for, my purpose. Thank you. Moving along to the episode. A friend of mine sent me a quick reel on Instagram about dissociating and how scary sometimes it feels. And for anyone who's listening who has gone through that or has experienced that, and for people like myself who go through phases of dissociating, I really feel like dissociating is a part of the healing process. Healing is not something that is done overnight. It is a journey. And I feel like your body, your mind goes through certain phases, and sometimes it will repeat phases. And dissociating is just where you basically feel detached. Like, rather, it's, you know, from your environment. Sometimes some of the people you feel close to, you know, you just, you don't feel, you feel less connected. You don't feel as connected. You may have forgotten some things. But certain parts you haven't. Like, it's a process. And this friend of mine, I told her, you know, I go through phases of dissociating. And she responded with, you know, it's kind of scary how it feels. And when she responded with that, it really inspired me to get on here, even though I am under the weather. Even though I am under the weather. Sorry, I took a pause there. Even though to me, in my mind, it's a part of the healing process. It's a part of your body is almost trying to let go of certain things, certain people, certain triggers, certain memories. You know, it's like you're, it's, to me, dissociating is like a weird way of your body healing itself and knowing when it needs to shut down. To me, dissociating happens like when you go through a burnout. Like, it's a result of a burnout and you're overstimulated. And to me, even with dissociating and you feeling less connected, that is an indicator that you just need to be present within yourself. Like, sometimes you need to dissociate from social media. You need to dissociate from the world. You need to just focus on yourself and just breathe. You know, ask yourself, how are you feeling? How are you doing? You know, hug yourself. Hold yourself. You know, tend to yourself physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically. I always say that, you know, sometimes things will happen or occur, but once it manifests physically, because you've missed all the signs mentally, emotionally, spiritually, you miss all the signs early on, that physically, once everything hits you, you kind of have to sit back and just be like, damn. And so I really feel like anyone who is on a healing journey, at times they will go through dissociating. At times, some people, you know, you got some people out there that's like in a rebel mode to the core and just like, forget all of this. I'm going to detach myself from the world and live off the grid. I think that's a higher level of dissociating and really putting yourself first. You know, some people go abroad and they start traveling to different cities in different states and different countries, different continents, you know, just they don't feel a connection with anybody else. So it's, to me, dissociating is an indicator for you to tune in with you, and it's necessary and it's healthy to do so. And it can be scary at times, because you sometimes wonder, you know, will you ever come back to those things? And this is why I say it's part of the healing journey. It's almost like, to me, in a form of shedding. You know, our body develops new skin, like, all the time, like, monthly. You know, our skin, it is the largest body part that we have. And it goes through its phases of changes quite often. And I just feel like dissociating is a mental way of that as well, if you needed another example of that. But when she said that it was scary to her, to my younger listeners out there, because I am, you know, I'm not the elder yet. I'm not claiming that. I might have an old soul, but I am not the elder yet. But I am, you know, deep into my healing. I am deep into my acceptance, and I am deep into every phase. So even with me responding to her about how scary sometimes it is, I told her this is why sometimes, you know, I isolate. And isolation is not always bad, y'all. It is needed. It is necessary for you to recharge, regroup, you know. And I've said this recently before, look at the world right now. It's a whole bunch of chaos going on. You know, we're on the brink of a possible another shutdown. You got these new variants coming out. Sickness, hello, me. And just in hope and preparation that, you know, you got all your ducks in a row. We don't know what this next phase will be like, but this is why you have to stay in tune with yourself. No matter what you may go through, everything always comes back to self. You. You are your own person. And as much as we desire connections to the world, to relationships, rather that be platonic, you know, our friends, our coworkers, family, these are the environments of peoples and places, you know, that sometimes you just outgrow. And it doesn't make it bad. And I'm not going to say it is just what it is, but it you're growing. So, in a positive way of looking at dissociation, because like I said, I feel for anybody who looks at that like it's scary. It's only scary when you are battling to accept it. In honor of it is now Virgo season, you know, we are now good into Virgo season. I know I don't really get on here and like specified date and time, and that's just because I feel like my podcast is timeless. Whenever someone is meant to hear a message from me or are open to receive whatever I have to say, they're going to hear it when they need to hear it. It is, so embracing, because I'm not going to sit here and say everything is beautiful on this healing journey. By far, it is not. But when you've been through a lot, when you have been through a lot of trauma, it takes a while for you to heal the mental, the physical, the spiritual, the emotions of it all. My therapist constantly reminds me, Bianca, you are in a state of healing. You have been so resilient. You have overcome so many things. So when you feel the need to dissociate, do that to take care of you. And just know that when you return to these relationships and all of that in these environments, this is like a new you forming. To me, dissociating is very much so like the butterfly process, the way how it starts off, you know, just the transformation into becoming a butterfly, the metamorphosis of it all. Dissociating to me happens when you are going through a transformation. And for those of us who are tapped in, you know, to our consciousness, and to healing, and, you know, healing from these cycles, it takes time. So, just because you can't remember every single thing, look at that as a blessing. Maybe you aren't supposed to remember certain things for a reason. Because I don't believe anything is a coincidence. Nope. If you didn't know, now you know. If you needed a reminder, there you got it. Nothing is a coincidence. At least not to me in my world of healing. Nothing is a coincidence. So, as much as people like me, people like you who are listening, as much as we have overcome, I'm kind of glad that at times I dissociate and I don't remember certain things. Because of all the things that I have did to try to forget certain things, the fact that I still remember as much as I do, you know, it's just a reminder. These things take time. You know, allow yourself to feel what you feel. And know that when you do return to these environments, to these relationships and these people, it's going to be okay. Because whoever is meant to be there with you will be there when you return. This is why it is so important to have genuine people surrounding you. And don't ever be afraid to let someone know that you are on a healing journey. Because those that accept that you are on a healing journey have an understanding. They really care. You know, they've been there before, still going through it. is what I say. Like, I'm still going through it. So, to me, and in my mind, and in my studies, that is how I see dissociating. I've learned to realize dissociating happens in phases. And it's okay when I don't remember everything. It's okay. Some of that stuff we really don't need to remember. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to remember. You don't need to remember. You just need to let it go. And in the beauty of letting stuff go, if something returns back to you, then that means you're ready. You're ready for the next level. You're ready for the next phase. You're ready for the next process. Or you're ready to experience it again. So those are just my thoughts, my opinions as far as dissociating. And just honor how you feel. Rather it's happy, mad, sad, strange, weird. Because when we say things are weird, the hello, we on planet Earth. Weird is the way how people use the word weird, it is so like overrated to me at this point. Because I feel like everyone is weird. Everyone is weird, unique, special in their own way. And that's why it's important to stay you authentically. But the thing, before I end this podcast, the thing with dissociating is letting people know when you feel it coming. And I think that's what I've learned. That when I need to take time away and disconnect from everything and everybody, the world, is letting them know. And that's just, you know, in your personal life. Because I have dissociated even from this podcast. And then when I come back and I return and I record and I put it out there, I let you guys know, like, hey, I needed time for me, but I'm back and I'm better now. Or I can feel at ease to talk about these things now that I've experienced. And that's how I feel with this podcast. You know, I'm really not on here to be like, okay, I'm gonna do this. No, I record and put out when I feel the need. I could work on it. You know, I could be better. Not gonna deny that. But I feel like my most humbling, my most sincere, my most authentic is me recording when it just necessary. And even when I'm a mess, you know, I do a lot of my recording when I'm a mess. Like now, I don't feel the best under weather right now, but I'm going to keep pushing through. But this is something that I've learned to embrace the older that I am becoming. Because I like to hear authentically how I sound in different phases. And when I'm not going through it, okay, when I'm not going through it, I sound like this. But when I'm not at my best, how do I sound? And how long did it take me to overcome and come out of that? So I feel like there's beauty, there's pain, and a lot of things. And the older you become, the wiser you become. And you just learn to pull wisdom out of dark places. And dissociating is definitely one of them. So hopefully this helps somebody. So this is the ending of episode 8 for season 4, Dissociating. You guys, like I always say from time to time, my inbox is open if you feel the need to reach out to me. I am on Instagram, TikTok as Mama Serene Blue 7. Just as, you know, it's spelled the same way, my name, my brand, as it is, you know, in the name of this podcast, Mama Serene Blue 7. And I wish you so much healing. And I just want you to honor yourself every day, every part of the process, through the good, the bad, the beauty, the pain, the healing, the love, you know. Transformation is really amazing. It really is. But yeah, let me get out of here. You can find me on Instagram and TikTok, Mama Serene Blue 7. You can also email me at sereneblue7@gmail.com. Those are the ways to get in contact with me. If I do not respond, you know, right away, I do respond within at least two days. I will respond. Until next, y'all. Until the next episode, y'all. Be peace. Be well. Honor yourselves. Healing is a journey. Until next time, I'm out.